This is a green level one thinking type, an empathic thinker. It is evidenced by the many white fibers or lines, the neurogenic fibers that emanate from the pupil. They're brown there towards the pupil, and as they go to the edges of the eye, they get whiter. They are the foundational layer. 98% of all people have these fibers. It's just a matter of degree and how many. What makes this the thinking type eye is we really don't have any great obvious lacuna. You could kind of see one on the inside of the ring at about 8 o'clock. I don't count those traditionally. This eye, because of the density of the fibers, this type of person is, they're kind of holding it together. And you can see all of the brown that's come in. It's kind of like energy is even accumulating. And that part of the eye has to do with the mind. This person is going to be more methodical, slow, and controlled in their genuine disposition. They are going to require a lot of information. They want to know. They want to understand. They have questions. They generally have a very high need to research things, understand facts, be factual, logical. It's a classic kind of even an accountant type of an eye. To say this eye is sensitive is a bit of an understatement. And this is one of the key places where I actually see color coming in. I feel like the green color is the most reactive of the other colors of eyes, whether it's blue, which is a little more independent and isolated, the brown, which is a little more grounded and practical. And the green eye here tends to be a little more reactive, or we could say sensitive, because this type is not reactive at all. They tend to internalize everything. Everything gets held in, and there is a long-term relationship that they're dealing with, a long-term battle at times, lessons to be learned about their intuition, which is denoted by the fibers in the eyes, and the mind, which wants to know and understand everything. So the mind is in the head area, and the intuition is anywhere below the chin. And so that battle is, the battle zone between those is the neck area. We can have some tension there. This type also likes things to be consistent. They like habits. They like rituals. They're quite resistant to change in their inherent structure and nature. They're quite grounded and practical. They do things for a reason. And once it works, they'll always do it. This is the type that has the memory like the elephant, doesn't forget anything, can remember details about the past or things that have happened long, long ago. They tend to not let go very easily. When they're stressed, all of this gets even worse because they can become almost paralyzed or frozen because of overwhelm. And that is the nature of the neurogenic fibers that never stop feeling, and yet they take it in. And the way these people release is through talking. They're verbal expressors. They love to talk, 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 talk. They're great networkers. They are kind of moving out of their heads and into a social experience, so they're great networkers. But when they're stressed, they tend to internalize things. They become erratic. They can also become very critical. They can interrupt you. They're very smart and very intuitive, and many times connect with somebody. They know what they're thinking. In a relationship, they can finish your sentences for you. But when they're stressed, they really don't trust anything, including themselves. But once again, who does? So their lesson in life is to open, allow, feel, let go, to get out of their heads and into their bodies, to go into the unknown. And one of the most important things about the unknown is that it's okay to be afraid of the unknown. That's actually a healthy experience. And to allow them to have this experience in the body without feeling like something's wrong with them or they're broken, that it's actually a natural part of the experience of growing and living, can help them take chances and risks, which is their life lesson. So they can overcome their fears of not being good enough, not being perfect, not being right. So this type of person takes a lot of pride in what they say and what they do. Let's look at some pairs of examples. Let's start with the pair. We've got quite an array of colors here. And those with true green eyes might look at that pair in the lower right-hand corner and say, those are blue eyes. And I could say that too, and I put this site together. And yet, what we're showing here is, yes, but the difference between that brown and that green, this one's moving over and it's developing it. Yeah, this one's going to be a little more intense, it's true. It's not a perfect world. There are so many different kinds of eyes. And I did this on purpose to help not get so stuck into the habitual thinking that this type thinks everything has to be a certain way in order to be perfect and right. Sorry, I was just messing with you. All right, so let's start in the upper left-hand corner and look at these eyes. Very beautiful, very soft. One of the things that I would say jumps out in these eyes is the pupil dilation on the left eye, or the one on the right side of the screen. And that's going to indicate a long-term movement towards the right brain or towards the mother. This type generally has more difficulty with the father, and they're moving towards the mother. They generally have some kind of a disdain or judgment against authority and power and control because they like that for themselves. But no, they generally develop patterns of difficulty with authority to push them out of their own minds and to push them down into the feeling body, which is what the feminine represents. A couple of the major patterns in here, I'm looking at the 7 o'clock position all the way at the edge. We have a very, very dark, dark Sora there. We could look around and even at the right eye, see a couple of lacuna, one that I can see inside the ring at 3 o'clock in the left eye. And you might say, well, boy, is this really a thinking type? One of the things that I look at in an eye is the proximity or the density of those white fibers that are being covered by the brown. And because they're very tight, they're very compacted, it's going to create a lot of constriction in the body, constriction in the personality, almost like even a hardening where they have to pay attention to be soft and opening, which is why there's this big movement to the right brain to try to create some openness and relaxation and letting go in this person. So this area in the 7 o'clock position has to do with probably something in early childhood and that caused them to grow up and become more serious about life. So once again, it's not taking things so seriously, opening up, allowing, letting go, receiving, and having more fun in life. This is a serious type of a dedicated, methodical eye. So it needs to learn and laugh and play. Let's move to the pair on the upper right. We can see the presence of, in the left eye on the right side of the screen, we can see the presence of a dot at about the 10 o'clock position, and in the right eye at about the 8:45 position and the 10 o'clock position. When these patterns are formed out very close to the edge, it means that this person manifests their thoughts into their physical body. Now, what this means is, and the implications of it, is this type has a hyperactive mind. All of the brown coloration that you see more on the surface has been forming, and it's actually a greater level of mentalization. So they're thinking on top of their thinking, trying to understand what they're thinking about, but they can't think about it because they're too busy thinking about it. These thoughts, or whatever's going on in the mind, is actually going to manifest in the body. So they're going to play their thoughts out physically. They're going to act their beliefs out physically. And this person could take action or initiate much quicker and easier, even though they're a radical, radical introvert. Look at the ring and how close it is to the pupil. So the tendency is to keep it all in, but then they have physical outbursts. And so that's going to be a function of, or a physical conscious display of something, which is going to be the medicine for them coming out when it's done consciously and could be painful or disruptive when it happens against their own will. Let's go to the pair in the lower left. We look at these eyes. We see quite a bit of color darkness in the left eye, or the eye on the right side of the screen, which is, once again, a long-term movement. It's not always the pupils. The pupils are a more short-term movement. But when the color density is increased or darker in one eye, it's a long-term movement to that hemisphere. And so this would be a long-term movement to the right brain, which would indicate a left-brain thinking analytical person. If we look at 6 o'clock in the right eye, we can see the position of almost self-esteem, but kind of that perfection self-esteem. So this is a very, very powerful pattern. And because the dot is so close to the periphery, this is going to be keeping a very clean and immaculate house, having every hair in place, dressing to the T. So its physical beauty and perfection is going to be more important. There's a dot in childhood as you move up from there and kind of a streak. This could be a firstborn child that became responsible very early in life. There's a bit of an independence and self-reliance, at about the 330 position, and ability to counsel and listen to men moving up a little bit from there. If we move to the right eye, we're going to see a dot right in the area of at about 330 in the nurturing area. And that means this person is going to work hard and is going to need to prove themselves. They're not afraid of work, quite likely the mother, because as the left eye was a workaholic. And yet they're working so hard because if we see that dot and long kind of a rarefaction that's moving down in the self-esteem position at 630, it's like they're working hard to earn the approval of the mother. And so that pattern says, whatever I do, I can't do it right, when it's the self-esteem, the lesson there. And so they're overcoming that or compensating for it by working hard to try to earn the love or approval of the mother. And it's not just a mother. It'll play itself out throughout their life. HR people, take note of that one. We move to the lower right-hand side of the screen. We'll see the kind of lightest color. I could call it green or I could call it blue. We don't need to split hairs, although this type of iris pattern would want to split hairs because it's interested in details, it's interested in getting it right, it's interested in consistency. It creates trust through understanding. This is a little more unusual person because the ring is, the autonomic nerve ring is very far out from the pupil, and yet it's quite consistent. The general rule is when someone becomes more extroverted, they generally become more dynamic and they have a wider range of expression, whether it's outward and joyful or inward and sad. But this one tends to be consistent, but expressive, which is a very nice quality and generally associated with an older soul or some wisdom. So I would be encouraging this person to take the risk to share their wisdom with others, share their insights, share their high level of intuition. One of the bigger challenges, we'll go to another level of reading Sora here. If we look in the right eye, the one on the left side of the screen, at the 3 o'clock position to 2:30, we'll see a streak, a light brown streak that runs through that area. That's the area of the voice and truth. And what that means is that is going to be a huge lesson for this person to speak up to authority, because the right eye represents authority. The left eye is more the creative, spontaneous, allowing side. So the right eye is the father and the left brain. So speaking their truth to an authority is going to be a very, very, very large lesson for this person. And asking them to tap into the gifts of the ancient knowledge of their soul would be a wonderful place for them to practice doing something that they already have, which is the wisdom. Now they just need to add the words, which will be very easy for them to come up with and become the authority.